Welcome to the Boss Lady Podcast. Whether you're an entrepreneur climbing the corporate ladder or a work-from-home parent, you are a boss. If you desire to make your life extraordinary, to reach and exceed your personal and professional goals, and learn from other strong leaders, then the Boss Lady Podcast is for you. As an entrepreneur, mother, wife, and former CEO, I share lessons and stories of both personal and professional successes and failures. Join me along with a diverse list of guests as we break down strategies, tools, and techniques that will enhance your career and your life. Together, we will embrace, empower, and educate each other. I am Teresa Rand, and this is the Boss Lady Podcast. Happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving week. My favorite holiday of the year. If my social media person decides to put any of this on Facebook for promos, just know I am in my Boss Lady hat. I'm in my workout clothes. I'm going to try to work out extra this week before I eat everything I want to eat on Thursday. I know maybe that's not what my trainer says to do, but that's what I'm going to do anyway. This is my favorite holiday of the year. I am Teresa Rand. I am the founder of the Boss Lady Community and the Boss Lady Podcast. You can find out anything you want to find out about me at teresarand.com. Teresa without an H, T-E-R-E-S-A, teresarand.com. So let's jump right in. There's no guests today. It's just me. I am actually recording this on the Monday morning before Thanksgiving. It'll probably come out Wednesday or Thursday, but whenever you're listening to this, I want to just say thank you. I am grateful, and I do not take for granted the people that listen to my podcast. If you're a returning listener, thank you. If you're a new listener, thank you for choosing this podcast today. There are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there, and how you found this one and why you found this one, I don't know. But thank you. If you listened to last week's podcast, you know that I'm running a contest. And if you hear the word of the day, which I'll tell you in a minute, and you post it in one of two Facebook pages, either Teresa Rand Consulting Facebook page or the Boss Lady Community Facebook page, you win the opportunity. You enter a contest to have the opportunity to win a Boss Lady virtual membership, which is a new offering we're offering starting January of 2024 that is going to be an exciting group of women. It's a mastermind format. We're going to have special guests, special education. It's going to be a great time to gather together with other like-minded, successful women and learn and listen and have fun with. So if you're already a Boss Lady member, still put the word of the day in one of those Facebook pages, and maybe you will win and you can gift your membership to someone. So what's the word? The word for this week is grateful. I think that's fitting. That's fitting for Thanksgiving. You know, it's a simple word, grateful, but it carries a lot of meaning. And, you know, studies show that people that are grateful are actually happier. You can't be grateful and stressed all at the same time. Now, I know that maybe there's somebody out there saying, I just lost a loved one. I don't have my family coming for Thanksgiving. I'm going to be by myself. You know what? Here's what I say to you. You still have something to be grateful for. So regardless of what your circumstances are, I'm going to give you some tips today on three ways that you can show gratitude and gratefulness every day, not just at Thanksgiving, but every day. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, though, and that's why I do a special Thanksgiving episode, is because Thanksgiving, although the holidays, it seems like the holidays, we're skipping Thanksgiving. If you go shopping the day of Halloween or the day after Halloween, everything that's out is holiday decorations. But I refuse to let Christmas or the holidays take over my favorite holiday, which is Thanksgiving. There's no expectations on Thanksgiving other than a good meal with good friends or family that we love. So let's slow down this week and take time to be grateful for this holiday. Even if you're sharing, even if you are having Thanksgiving alone, you can be grateful. You're alive. You have a roof over your head. There's so many small things that we can be grateful for. And if you're not feeling grateful today or this week, I'm going to challenge you to put some words of gratefulness and thankfulness out into the universe anyway. Remember, you can't be grateful and stressed at the same time. So play along with me this week. Take time to be grateful for something, no matter how small. No matter how small. If you're listening to this podcast, be grateful you have ears to listen with. If you're seeing it on social media, be grateful you have eyes. If you're talking and you're saying, I really don't want to listen to this podcast today, be thankful you have a voice. Use your voice. Even if it means you just say, I am grateful. And in your mind, you're thinking, even if I don't feel it, just say it out loud. I am grateful. Here's three ways that you can be grateful every day. Again, not just this week, even though we put a focus on it this week. But here we go. Number one, every time you sit down to a meal, or maybe sometimes you're getting it at fast food, you're eating in the car, you're eating on the run, whatever, you're still eating. So take a moment to be grateful for the hands that prepared your food and the fact that you have food. You can do that every single day. Number two, send somebody a card or a letter. I recently sent someone a thank you card and they shot me a quick email and said, wow, I don't get very many handwritten cards anymore. It's a lost art. And I would challenge you, especially if you're spending the holidays alone, there's somebody that made a difference in your life somewhere along the way. Send them a card. Better yet, write them a letter. And I'm not talking about that Christmas letter that we all get where life is perfect and all the kids are doctors and I visited Europe 5 times and I made the most money I've ever made this year and oh, I bought a new car and a new house. That's not the letter I'm talking about. I'm talking about a letter that says, I'm thankful you were or are in my life. Let me tell you how you made a difference to me. Maybe it's a teacher. Maybe it's a friend you've lost touch with. I don't know what it is, but take a moment to write a card or a letter and put an old-fashioned stamp on it and put it in the mailbox. Number three, the last thing every day, you can take time to say, I'm thankful for today. Now, are we thankful for every day? Nah, probably not. Reality. Not all days are great. But when we put our head on our pillow at night, we should be grateful we had that day. So be grateful for the meals you have. Be grateful that you lived another day. And show gratitude to someone else. If you don't want to write a card or a letter, maybe you go to a store today. Look the clerk in the eye and really truly ask them how they're doing. Maybe they're not feeling very grateful because they're working this week. Take the time to really look people in the eye as you're out and about this week. You can make someone else grateful that they crossed your path and that you crossed their path. So take the time during this week that I think is a pause before we go crazy about the holidays. Take the time this week to be grateful and maybe share some gratitude with others, no matter your circumstances. There's something we can all be grateful for. So thank you for listening. Thank you for taking time to listen to my voice. Maybe something resonated with you. I hope so. That's the reason I do the Boss Lady podcast, is to connect with other people. It's one of the most favorite things I do every week is record my podcast. So hear me say, I am so incredibly grateful for you. I am grateful that you share your time with me. There are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there you could listen to. And how you found mine or why you found mine doesn't really matter. I'm just grateful you're here. So thank you. And this is a short podcast because I'm headed to the gym to work off that turkey I'm going to eat on Thursday. So again, take time to be grateful. And our word of the day, remember, is grateful. If you put thankful in, I'll probably take that too. Just go out and practice some gratitude. So I'll end this podcast as I end all my podcasts with my grandfather saying, and he modeled this so well for us. I spent a lot of Thanksgivings at his house and my grandmother's house. I still cook a lot of her recipes. I'm grateful that they were in my life as long as they were. But my grandfather always told us to take time to stop and smell the roses. So take that time for yourself this week during the hustle and bustle of cooking and family and all of those things to find a moment to show gratitude. Until we meet again, my friends, take care.